The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Lord,
while Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak to you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister or mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother. Jesus is not denying his own mother, but he's expanding the circle of who are those family, his family members. And it's not just Mary, but everyone who does the will of God, because that's what Mary did. When the archangel Gabriel came to her telling her, "You're going to be the mother of the Son of God," Mary, with all humility and obedience, said, "Yes, let it be done to me according to your word." So how do we know the will of God for us? Well, we know the will of God by taking the time to be with God in prayer, by listening to God, not just talking to God. Silence is important for us to hear the voice of God, the voice of Jesus in prayer. Just to calm ourselves and place ourselves in the presence of God, whether at home, maybe in your garden, maybe visiting the church during the day in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Just take a few minutes as part of your prayer routine and just be quiet and listen to God. And trust me, I know from my own experience, God will speak to you. Suddenly an idea will come to your head, a thought. Maybe sometimes it's the feeling that comes upon you. That's God trying to speak to you, trying to guide you so you can be members of the family of Jesus. Another way that we can listen to the voice of God is obviously by reading his word in the scriptures. Just like at the passage we heard today, as you read it at home, is there a word or a sentence that stood out to you? Well, the reason that word or sentence stood out to you is because God is trying to communicate with you. Why not another word? Or maybe a thought comes to your mind, a question. That's God communicating with you. That's how God communicates with us. Just read the reading, take a moment of maybe a minute of silence, read it again, and then see what jumps into your head. What thoughts, what idea, maybe an image will come to your mind. And somehow God is trying to communicate to you through those words, or sometimes through one word. Sometimes you can see the connection right away to what's going on in your life. Sometimes you might not see any connection, but maybe a week later or 2 weeks later, suddenly all of these words that day after day God has been speaking to you will come together and guide you in your own life, help you answer a question you're dealing with, you're trying to make a decision, maybe give you a direction in your life. But God still communicates to us today. He doesn't send us angels usually, but we have his word. And we have that silence that we can give God, so we give him an opportunity to speak with us. All we have to do is place ourselves in God's presence. God will do the work. It's not like, how do I pray? How should I sit? Where should I do it? It's the Holy Spirit who will take care of it. He's the one who will communicate to you God's will.